Okay, it's been a while, but a long, long, long time ago, we played mythical Fuck, Marry, Kill. Or maybe it was Kiss, Marry, Bonk. It was Kiss, Marry, Bonk. I think we sanitized it. But you could play whatever version you want. I've got 7 rounds of Monster Girls for us to look at, and we are gonna choose one lady to marry, one lady to have a one-night stand with, and then one lady to kill, to bonk. What's another version of the game? It was, my friend told me, it was okay, let me look up my Discord messages. Where are you? Because I told him about, like, Kiss, Marry, Kill, and he's like, what? Why would you want to kiss them? Isn't it fuck? And I'm like, I don't know. I learned Kiss, Marry, Kill on the playground. But, you know, I'm an adult now. We do more than just kissing. What did he say? Oh, yes. Bang, smash, dash. Bang, smash, dash. I like that one too. So feel free, play along. I will have the list for you to copy and paste if you would like to share your answers. And oh, and you could gender flip them if you want. The pics I found are of very pretty ladies. And I'm just gonna wing it. I have a preference for boys, but girls are really pretty. I think I'm gonna keep my options as ladies. Maybe I'll change my mind later. Who knows? But let's just start. I just Googled pictures and put them into Photoshop so that they're all nice and organized. Now there's my folder. Okay, so picture number one is of a mummy, the undead kind or dead kind, a fairy. And I would have to say that she's a petite fairy. There's a size difference thing going on here. And a slime girl. I tried my best to use options that weren't in the first game, but slime girl's a classic. This one looks a little different from the other picture I found. So, out of these ladies, slime girl looks the sweetest. And you could use different reference pictures if you like. But slime girl's so sweet, I cannot kill her. I want to keep her. So that means I'm gonna marry her. I don't know how am I gonna kill the mummy? The mummy's kind of already dead. So I'm sure she's fine if I kill her. But I don't know how I'm gonna fuck a little tiny fairy. I've seen the porn with, you know, the fairy on the dick. Tiny fairy girl, big peen. But I actually haven't looked up porn with human lady in a fairy. How would that work? I guess this boob stuff. I'm too scared to have sex with a mummy. I don't know what much. She looks fairly intact, but if it was a dude, what if things fall off? I do not want to have sex with a mummy. So I'm gonna kill the mummy. I'm gonna have some kind of sex with a fairy. You know what? She's magic. So we're gonna have a fun time. I'm sure. If she was Tinkerbell. We could go flying for the night. She could take me to... Is it Neverland? Never Everland? Oh my gosh, I feel like such a dum-dum right now. Neverland. Neverland. Why do I have Never Everland in my head? Okay. To Neverland. I've spent way too much time on this first one. So, fuck fairy, marry slime girl, kill mummy. That's what I'm gonna do. First one down. What did you guys pick? Actually, what you guys should do now is pause the audio and fill out the entire list before you know my answer, because I don't want to sway you guys. Second picture. Now, I apologize. I just Googled pictures and I didn't keep track of the artists. I think some of these might be AI. I'm so sorry. It probably took me more time looking up photos for this than this ramble is gonna be and how long it took me to come up with my list. Anywho. Mermaid. That might possibly be AI. Succubus and Puppy Girl. Mermaid, Succubus, Puppy Girl. Puppy Girls. I feel like I'm always gonna try to figure out who's the one I want to marry first. Who's my long-term commitment? I would love to keep a puppy boy or puppy girl. Like, you can't kill a puppy. John Wick's gonna come after you. So, I must marry the puppy cutie. Now, do I want a one-night stand with a succubus or a mermaid? I don't know how I'm gonna fuck a mermaid. I guess there's a slit somewhere where you could stick things in, or finger, or... Are you gonna fuck a fish? No, Skinny doesn't want to fuck a fish. I am so sorry, Little Mermaid. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna sacrifice the mermaids so I can have hot, sexy succubus sex. Oh yeah, they know what they're doing. You want a one-night stand with her. And then maybe run away, because... She probably wants your soul. She wants your soul. Oh, talking about succubus, I was very curious on how many of you listened to the F for M version versus the F for... I called it Trans F, but it's not really Trans F necessarily. I know, like, I have a guy friend who just likes being called a good girl, and he listens to that one. So, how many of you guys listen to the male version versus the female, pronoun version versus the non-binary version? And I was surprised, there was maybe a total of 12,000 plays as of my check yesterday. And here, let me bring up the numbers. Out of 12,367 listens, 226 of the plays were for the non-binary audio. So, that's just actually 2%. 1,344, which is 11%, was for the female pronouns. And obviously, topping the charts with 87% was the boys. You guys are my main audience. But what surprised me was, like, I thought non-binary would have more clicks. There was only 200 of you guys listening. Or maybe just one of you listening 200 times. But female pronouns, you guys make up like a tenth of my listens, which is pretty impressive. There's a lot of good girls out there. Yeah, good girl. You guys are good girls. I actually have a lot of fun. I don't know, saying good boy and good girls, I think I've been conditioned now. I like saying it, it makes me happy, and it's also nice to hear it back. I don't know. You're my good girl. Yeah? Are you my good boy? You're my good boy. Yeah. I'm hug and squeeze and fuck you. Okay, I'm distracted. Okay, I've already come to my conclusion of, like, what I'm gonna do, right? Fuck the succubus. Kill the mermaid. Marry the puppy. Okay, done. Let's do the third. I hope I'm recording this, otherwise I'm just talking to myself. And I'm gonna have to do this all over again. Alrighty, this one. This is like my big lady's theme. Yes, big. Even though that's bunny. Bunnies aren't necessarily small, cute, and petite. I chose Avera. I hope I'm saying it right. She's from Final Fantasy. Although this isn't a picture of her, when I played Final Fantasy, oh crap, what number was that? I forgot what it was. But Fran was such a sexy bunny. I think that was one of the first times I looked at a female character and was like, damn, that's hot. And I'm pretty straight, but I would go gay for Fran. Those legs that she has, so nice. Okay, so we have the option of a bunny. They're super tall, by the way. A big bunny, an Amazonian. I have no idea if that lady in the picture is an Amazonian. It was actually kind of hard to find art that wasn't AI. And, oh, an octopus monster girl. I think she was in a Monster Girl encyclopedia. I don't know if she was labeled Cthulhu or if she was labeled octopus. I don't know my animes, I'm sorry. So... oh, what do I want? What do we want? I... will... big Amazonian. She'll want to snoo-snoo you. No, or do I want to fuck tentacles? Do I want tentacle sex? Or do I want big muscle mommy? Or you can fuck like bunnies with a bunny. I'm scared of her, but I'm gonna fuck the octopus. I want to see what tentacle sex is all about. She looks dangerous, probably poisonous, and I might not survive the night, but I will fuck Cthulhu. I will fuck the tentacles. I think it'll be a good time. I'm gonna marry Bunny Girl. I think she'll take care- who will take care of me? Maybe a big Amazonian lady will take care of me. Or if I gender swap, I could have a nice big daddy. Or a bunny daddy. Oh. Choices. 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 Bunny. I have lots and lots and lots of sex. Fuck like bunnies. Or... be taken care of by Amazonian. Big arms, too. Squeezy lith. I will marry the bunny. And I will try my best to kill the Amazonian. I have a feeling I might die. They're gonna take me out. There's no way I'd win in a fight. Okay, let's move on. Number four. So I'm pretty dang sure that mouse is AI. I don't think her pinky finger is correct. It's weird. Maybe I should have just used the mouse scroll that no pro drew for me for YouTube. But it is kind of cute. If you ignore her weird finger, maybe you should just kill her now. Let's just get rid of mouse. Okay, but okay, no, let's go back to the options. We have the options of a dryad, dragon, and mouse girl. So dryad, I was just thinking is like a plant creature or a nymph of some sort. I saw a lot of porn with vines, so you have that going for you. Dragons, I think it'd be cool if this dragon could shapeshift. You could have like a dragon, or you could have a lady dragon. She could go from like anthro all the way to beast if you're into that kind of thing. And then you had a cute little mouse girl. Oh, someone's messaging me. I will ignore that. You have a cute little mouse girl who's gonna raid your pantry. Or maybe she's gonna be like Ratatouille and help you cook in the kitchen. This one I'm actually like, I don't know. What should I pick? Plants? Dragon? Mouse? I kind of feel like I want to be taken care of. I feel like a dragon lady or a dragon man would do it. They'd be very protective. They would like, you know that meme is like, "Sir, he said no pickles." Is it no pickles? Is that the meme? But yeah, that would be her. And so I want that. I want someone who's gonna protect and take care of me. So I'm gonna marry her. I think it'd be pretty badass if I could ride a dragon around. I don't think I need as adorable as a mouse girl is. I don't think I really care. Like, if I was just to have sex, would I wanna do it with a mouse girl or the plant? I think plant would be more exotic. I'm fairly vanilla, but given the option, I think I want to try something new. Maybe Plant Girl could, I bet plants could like emit cool pheromones that would make sex kind of fun. My mind's blanking. I think a one-night stand with Plant Girl would be more interesting than a mouse. So, I'm sorry, Mouse Girl. You're going in the mouse trap. By the way, mouse traps, they're kind of cruel. Don't use them. Although, they're a little, I guess, more humane than sticky traps. Actually, all those traps are kind of sucky. Trap them and release them if you can. Okay. Moving on. Number five. Number five's kind of like some quirky options. We have a frog girl, we have a mimic, and we have a bee. Do you want sticky bee queen? Do you want chompy mimic? Well, the mimic be whatever you want it to be, whatever they want to be. And then a frog girl, she's got that tongue. I have to say, I'm not sure if I love any of them, so this is a little tricky for me. frogs are super cute. I don't know how I feel about that tongue. I'm not sure if I want that. I know I said yes to tentacles, but... I've already said yes to tentacles, so I'm gonna pass on the frog. I don't know if I want to kill her yet. A mimic? I mean, if they don't kill me, it might be interesting. I'm definitely not marrying a mimic. I think I'll marry the bee. I'm gonna have a very big family, and I'll have honey for the rest of my life. So that one's an easy pick. I wanna marry the bee queen or bee princess, and I could be royalty. Yes. Skitty's gonna be bee royalty. Marry the bee queen. I will. Do I wanna fuck the frog or fuck the mimic? There's something slimy about frogs. I do like frogs, but I don't know if I want that in bed. But the mimic's also probably gonna hurt me. But they could also be whatever I want it to be. Just to be safe. Was it hard? I'm gonna kill the mimic. I'm scared of her. I'm gonna kill the mimic. And I'll have wet, slippery, the sexy times with the frog girl. Maybe she'll change my mind. Maybe I'll be totally into it. Maybe that tongue will be a lot of fun. You guys are into ear licking, right? I'm not gonna do that in this audio. Maybe a little later. Okay. Okay. Now for my more interesting last two picks, number 6 and 7. Number 6 is just like for lols. I saw that owl and I was like, you look so stupid, I love it. So I picked Chibi Arts, and at least for this one, I'm gonna play Bang Smash Dash. I'm not gonna kill any of them. Wait a minute. If it's bang, smash, dash, what's the difference between banging and smashing? What? Okay, someone needs to explain this to me. But, apparently on this wiki page, it is also Bang Smash Dash. Anyways, I'm just gonna bonk. I'm just gonna dash out on the chibi that I don't want because they're too cute to kill. Okay? So we have a raccoon girl, a cat girl, and an owl girl. All three are a little derp. They're probably gonna bring you back, like, trash or dead animals. If they love you. They're all so silly, I don't know which one. I don't know. I want a roly-poly raccoon. I want the raccoon. but they're also just chaos. Trash panda? Do I want a smash? Or do I want a dash? I will, oh gosh. I will dash on the owl because I think their talons might hurt me. And I don't want food pellets around my home. And then, they're all night owls. So, I think I'm gonna dash on the owl. Which one will I marry? Which one will I keep? They're both chaos. They're both bad options. I don't want to marry any of them. Well, okay, I guess I could marry a cat girl. I will marry a cat girl, but really? Puppy girl? Puppy boys? I'd take a puppy over a kitten. I'm so sorry. I will keep the cat girl around. I'll bang the trash panda. I don't know what sex will be like. I bet they're the type that after you smash, she's gonna ask for a snack. Always hungries. Yeah. Dash and the owl. Keep the kitten. Bang the trash panda. Locking in. Okay. Last set. And I have to say, this is the one I'm most curious about. Because this is my scarousal pick. They're all fucking horrifying. I don't want any of them. But sex might be interesting. And boobs. So I looked up sleep paralysis demon, or nightmare. So that's our first. And then the second one is a ghost. It's the girl from The Ring, Sadako. And then lastly, we have vampire. And this is Daniela Dimitrescu. I still don't know how to say their name. But she's from Resident Evil, and she's sexy hot, and she wants your blood. And they're all fucking scary. It's been a long, long time since I've watched The Ring, and I'm still... No, I can't. I don't care how nice those boobs look. I'm scared of what's under her hair. What if she's all disfigured? I don't think she is. I don't know if I want her. They're all scary. If anything, maybe the sleep paralysis demon is the one that I'll keep. I don't have a lot of nightmares. Maybe they'll protect me from other nightmares. One of you guys had suggested I do an ASMR roleplay with a sleep paralysis demon. I still like that idea. One that's a little wholesome, is scary, but will take care of you. So that's kind of stuck with me. And I guess if I had to keep one of them, I'd probably marry that one. Even though she's freaking scary. Nightmares don't necessarily want to kill you, so she's probably the safest bet. Okay. Now, ghost or vampire? Which one to kill and which one to frick? They both want to kill me, though. I guess I will bed the vampire. She looks crazy. And you know what they say about crazy girls. They're great in bed. Probably. So I will bed the vampire and kill the ring girl. She scares me the most. And hopefully I survive. I'm really curious which ones you guys pick. And that concludes our game of Fuck, Marry, Kill. Did you agree with my choices? Did you come up with completely different rationales? I want to know. Please comment. I can't wait to read them all. And that's it. Alright, thanks for joining in. This was a lot of fun to ramble about, and if you haven't listened to my first audio, go listen to that. I'll link it in the post. Alright, catch you guys later. Bye!